Some senior members of Canada's Conservative government want to ban those who wear face coverings from voting in elections.
I don't think there's anything unreasonable to say that if you're going to go to a polling station and vote, that you should be able to identify yourself by showing your face.
Speaking on a Canadian political chat show, Immigration Minister Jason Kenney threw his weight behind a proposed law banning the niqab from polling stations by this Conservative backbench MP. When questioned about discrimination, Stephen Blaney suggested his target is those wearing a disguise.
And we've seen in the past people voting with Halloween mask and a ski mask. I think this is an appropriate.
Political activist Guillory Massa has been a longtime critic of both the federal government and the Quebec provincial government, who tried to introduce a similar ban in 2007.
Well, I think that Islamophobia definitely plays a role, and it's dangerous to politicize it. I think that as Muslims in general, even though I don't choose to wear the niqab, I see it as an attack on my choice or the choice of fellow Muslim women who decide to take up that the face veil and to practice their religion in that way.
Some opposition MPs agree.
This kind of a bill is attempting to solve a problem that doesn't exist.
It's straight discrimination, and it's a way of the Conservatives making some cheap points.
Under current election laws in Canada, voters don't have to show any photo ID at polling booths. In fact, for the 250,000 Canadians living abroad, they can vote by mail, not showing their faces either. Still, the Conservative government says if this proposed bill is passed, it'll help improve democracy. Critics, on the other hand, say it does the exact opposite. Imtiaz Taib, Al Jazeera, Toronto.